In memory of Robert and Norma Rosen, may their memory be a blessing, Zichronam Livracha, and for Anna Rosen, sister, savior, friend. I call to the mysterious one who yet shall walk the wet sands by the edge of the stream and look most like me, being indeed my double, and prove of all imaginable things the most unlike, being my anti-self. William Butler Yeats, Ego Dominus Tuus. Part 1. The House on Mirland Road. It is an illusion that we were ever alive, lived in the houses of mothers, arranged ourselves by our own motions in a freedom of air. Wallace Stevens, The Rock. I am going back 50 years, before the lurid headlines, the Hollywood deal, the publishing contract, and the New York Times profile of the role model genius who finished Yale Law School against all odds. Before delusions mistaken for stories and stories mistaken for life. Before the fancy clothes you bought for management consulting and wore into the hospital, the halfway house, and the Gatsby house you guarded with a baseball bat against enemies disguised as friends and family, guarded in turn by beloved neighbors. I am going back to the time before you graduated from Yale summa cum laude, which I always thought of as summa cum laude, since you achieved in 3 years what I failed to accomplish in 4. Before high school, where you ran while I was beaten, and the horror 20 years later, when it was my turn to run. I am on a road racing backward out of a tragic sorrow whose circles radiate in all directions. Forgive me. I know there is no road, and it isn't racing backward or forward. I know there is no going back. But here I am on a short street in New Rochelle. There is a green and white colonial house at the top of the hill and a brown and white Tudor house at the bottom. There are 2 10-year-old boys who live in those houses, even now. They're just illusions, but they're also real, and they're where I've got to start. Chapter 1. The Suitable Playmate. When you were a small boy, the aim of the suitable playmate could not have been more perfectly fulfilled. Across the street was Michael Lauder, the ideal friend, a brilliant peer. Cynthia Ozick, letter to the author. My family moved to New Rochelle in 1973. There were good schools, green lawns, and quaint signs painted in the 1920s, bearing legends like "Only 45 minutes from Broadway" and "City of Homes, Churches, and Schools." Though there were 4 synagogues and Metro North got you to Manhattan, the rock around which all life revolved, in 33 minutes. But the real reason we moved to New Rochelle was so that I could meet Michael. That at least is what my mother's best friend, the writer Cynthia Ozick, told me. I heard much of Michael Lauder when you were growing up, and in a way even before you knew of his existence, in this sense, that Michael, or someone like him, was always the goal in choosing where to buy a house. Michael, in other words, was inevitable. I was destined to meet him, or at least someone like him, because friendship cannot actually be foretold, any more than madness or the day of your death, can it? I met Michael soon after we moved in, as I was examining a heap of junk that the previous owners had left in a neat pile at the edge of our lawn. I was looking for relics of the 3 athletic boys who had lived there, and wondering if a small aquarium was worth salvaging, when a boy with shaggy red-brown hair and large tinted aviator glasses walked over to welcome me to the neighborhood. He was taller even than I was, gawky but with a lilting stride that was oddly purposeful for a kid our age, as if he actually had someplace to go. His habit of launching himself up and forward with every step, gathering height in order to achieve distance, was so distinctive that it earned him the nickname Toes. I didn't learn he was called Toes until 5th grade started, when I learned he was also called Big. The shortest kid in class was called Small, and when they lined us up in height order, Big and Small were bookends. Sensitive teachers sometimes let the short kids go first, which I'm sure did wonders for their self-esteem. Big is less imaginative than Toes, but how many kids get 2 nicknames? And Michael was Big. Not big like Hal, who appeared to be attending 5th grade on the GI Bill, but through some subtle